no houses on this island, is there?
No.
Must be wild, bro.
What is his mentality? That is tiger. Village, Bengal, there are tigers. Orisha.
In Los Angeles City, they have coyotes. They're like a wolf.
Oh.
And they go around eating the pet cats and dogs.
Oh.
People are very upset.
In the city?
Yeah, in the residential areas especially.
Hiding?
Yeah, but they're becoming even more and more bold. Even during the day now, they're coming and they'll go in someone's on the lawn, there'll be a dog playing or cat.
Those animals sometimes kill children of small children. Before that, every step there is danger. This is the place.
Here in this city, they're not so much worried about the wild animals.
Huh?
They're not so much worried in this city about the wild animals, but more about their neighbors. They say that here more people are killed every day than anywhere else in the country.
By the neighbors?
One report that the mayor of the city prevented a race riot. He personally prevented there being a race riot. Recently one white man killed a black man, so the blacks then were attacking his shop, and the mayor personally came and subdued the crowd. Was able to prevent the riot.
Recently?
Yes.
You see that in those deer up there, the one with antlers, with horns coming out of his head. Male. He thinks he's in charge of all of the others, all of the females.
Oh.
And he will fight anyone who comes after them, any other deer who comes after them. And he thinks, I am so strong, I am so brave. He tries to protect them all and fight them away. That one in the center there.
Looks like they've all assembled to see you.
There's a big.
To go hunting these with big guns. Innocent animal.
Hero.
Yeah.
Big hero.
Thank you.
telling that here also people come and...
Bow and arrow, he was saying.
Yes. But that is allowed?
No, it's against the law. When we were coming over here, we were discussing how in this whole park, there's this big, huge park and only two or three men maintain the whole park. Because they don't have enough money to pay them. Yet if you go to the street, not so far down from the temple, there's so many men just sitting in the street doing nothing all day long. And yet they say that there is a shortage of men to work in this place to make it nice.
It is defective training, bad civilization. They cannot employ everyone. And stresses that everyone should be engaged. No one should remain idle. That is the government's duty. Bad government.
So the government says that it's every man's freedom to work or not to work. The government says it's every man's freedom to work or not to work.
Yes, that it is irresponsible government. It is man's freedom, he may eat and may not eat. It is saying like that.
They would rather not work if they don't have to.
Why we are working? Why we are not for that freedom, that we shall not work? Why you have engaged ourselves for working?
For Krishna.
Therefore must be the real center. Nobody is paying us any salary, superficially, but why we are working? Therefore, the slavery was there. We must work. Those who are Shudras will not work. Therefore the slavery was.
In this country when they had this slavery there was no, the masters were not qualified either.
So that is the defect. That is the defect. Either the master is defective or this servant is defective or the system is defective, that is material world. Those are chatushtha, four faults, mistake, illusion, cheating and imperfect. Struggle for existence, one mistake after one mistake, one illusion after one, one imperfectness after another, and like that.
Our duty in society to show everyone how to work for Krishna and become happy in life.
That is yoga. To work for Krishna means yoga. Yajna artha karma. For yajna, performing yajna, one has to work. To work for Krishna means yajna, that is performance of yajna. Monistic idea is borrowing this idea from, but because they are imperfect, they made center, state. Because it is imperfect, it is not successful. They have made center the state. Kun means laziness and sleep. The Shudras, they are in laziness and sleep. So if they have got something to eat, they will not want. Laziness. Or eat more and sleep. This is tamago. Rajagun means they are working for sense gratification. That is also useless. Tamagun is laziness and sleeping. And Rajagun means working foolishly or for sense gratification. And Satagun means they know how to work. And therefore, above this Satagun, they become devotee, work for Krishna. So without working for Krishna, everyone is under the spell of this modes of material nature. And there is no training how to work for Krishna. That is the defect of modern civilization.
Sometimes people criticize us, saying that we are teaching everyone how to do nothing, that we're teaching them about God, but how are we going to teach anyone to practically survive in the world?
Like
they're saying like that, so we don't have any practical instruction as well.
Practical?
Yes.
What is not practical? We are not eating, we are not sleeping.
Yes, they're saying, well, when will you learn to do a trade? Or when will you learn to perform business? Or when will you learn to become a doctor? If you are always studying talking
but
about
you are doctor already, why shall I become doctor? You serve me. We serve you by giving you Krishna consciousness. You serve me as a doctor. What is wrong there? Parasparartham. I am for you, you are for me. Division of labor, that is accepted universally. Ask them, do you think that everyone should become doctor? Then where is the patient? Everything is required. Similarly, you require our help also. It is cooperation. You know medical science, so you know spiritual science. So, let us exchange and be happy. Why you are envious of us? why there is division in the body, head, arms, leg, belly. Why not everything head or everything leg? Why there is division? That is natural, it is required. Why this road is neglected?
It's mismanagement.
Mm-hmm. Even they're saying that we don't know how to, we're not teaching anything practical.
Huh?
Even sometimes they're saying we're not teaching anything practical.
What does he mean by practical?
Practical? They're thinking we don't know how to operate in the material world.
Huh?
They're thinking we don't know how to manage things.
Well, we are not managing things. We are not managing.
We manage all day long.
Even my father is a big businessman. He said to me, who is this person that has taught you to manage like this? He said, I wish I could get him to teach all my men.
Oh, why didn't you ask your father to join on management?
So you're managing one of the buses, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's managing one of the Radha Damodar, that big bus.
You do that?
No. Your name is Adikesh?
Yeah. His father is a big scholar.
Oh.
He's a big rascal.
In what subject is scholar?
Well, he's a businessman, but also he's a big philosopher. He thinks that that by working very hard, that God will give you the result. He thinks simply by doing your work in the world, then God will become satisfied, and you do not need to offer any sacrifice.
As he is working also. Yeah. So why God is not satisfied with him? He is working very hard. Why is meant for carrying load for the washerman? Why do they think that we are not working? Huh?
They only see us chanting and dancing and eating prasadam.
That is, they do not see Krishna's mercy. Just like yesterday we purchased one house, according to Indian exchange, 24 lakhs. So I had no money, but I purchased. That is, they do not understand what is Krishna's mercy.
Saw you dancing and chanting in the street right in front of there the other day, and now we see you going into a house on the richest block in the whole city.
So don't you say we have pleased Krishna, he has sent money. And that is our business. Why should we work like an ass and dog? We simply please Krishna and he sends money. That's all. You see practically. Yesterday I went to see the house, I had no money, but I purchased 24 lakhs. Where for the money comes? That is intelligence. that you please one person and you get everything. You rascal, you please so many others, still you are not happy. That is intelligence. You are going to water the trees and leaves and the twigs, but we put water in the root. It reaches everywhere. Tatarun Mulan is each arena, Tipanti Taskal, the Bujo Pushat. If I pour water on the road, all the branches will be pleased, and they'll give me fruits, flowers, everything. They do not know this science.
They can't even see the root.
That is their blindness. Allah.
Because they can't see it, they think it's not there. Because they can't see the root, they think it's not there.
Yeah. House for the last 4 years. And I want for half an hour I purchased. Without any money. Still they are so blind, they cannot see the mercy of God. One should imagine that yes, there is mercy of God, otherwise how it is possible? They have no eyes to see, they should imagine at least.
That's why the government thinks that we are being supported in India. They think we are being supported by the
CIA.
Yeah, because we have so many nice things. Where else could
you think it is the mercy of the CIA?
My God brother says, Tito Maharaj, that American government has given me 2 crores of this. They are supposed to be spiritually advanced, and they are so rascal. And he is the head of Chaitanya. Krishna says, Yoga Khemang Bahami Aham. I take the responsibility of his expenditure. Krishna says, and they are preaching Krishna consciousness and they are thinking American government is not Krishna. Such fools and rascals, their head of spiritual head. Means, Ghanis, everyone is envious of God. And they're trying to speculate how to do. Where he gets money, where he gets money.
that man in San Francisco, the photographer, he was always trying to take pictures of your rings. And always trying to take pictures of all the rich things on the altar. He was trying to make a story like that. They try to show that you are enjoying. They're trying to show that you are enjoying.
Even in Chicago, the woman who wrote the article, the 34 ounce, she said how you looked at your gold watch. That was in the article. Such an important thing.
Nityananda Prabhu used to decorate himself with very costly ornaments. Your teeth does not look very clean, white.
They never get white. They're yellow all the time.
You wash daily?
Every day.
Just try baking some.
Swamis are also envious that we're very happy, that we're looking forward to a next life. They because they don't have that faith,
they have
they
no
see
hope.
Us.
They don't Actually, they have no hope because they're going to degenerate, to become dogs, cats, trees, then lost.
So they try to tell us, oh, that is just mythology, that what you're following, because they're envious. Dr. Judah's book, he gives interviews with the devotees, and they tell so many instances of how our devotees were so depressed and hopeless, and then they became Krishna conscious, and oh, their whole lives have been transformed, and how happy they are. And why don't they see that?
Yeah.
They somehow discount it as being not very substantial, being fanatical, or something religious, but it's a fact. He asked a question, he took a survey of what was the thing that attracted you to the Hare Krishna movement. So the majority, about 53%, they said it was the sound of the mantra, Hare Krishna. And another, about 48%, they said it was the friendliness of the devotees.
And that one, what is called, draftman came to inquire, so what is the allurement here in the society that they try to avoid that, what is called, draft ball and come to the society? Facility. So when he studied, there is no facility, it's still harder. they have to give up so many things. He remarked like that, it's still harder.
Than the army?
Yes. But actually that is so. Wherever you go, nobody will ask you that you give up this, give up this, give up this, give up this. And we ask that if you want to join, then you have to give up this thing. So they have sacrificed everything, he's still there happy. Therefore they have been described as Mura. No knowledge. Rana Dijana Di Mami Paparamabhyam.